Harry Ricketts has the book for review for us today. Morning, Harry.
Good morning, Catherine.
So Shall You Reap is by Donna Leon. This is a novel.
I'm a long-term fan of Donna Leon. She's been publishing since the mid-90s. Amazing standard of detective novel that she's produced. There'll be some fans out there, so you'll want to read this if you're already a fan. And if you aren't, then this might well kind of convert you. So what are the pleasures? The pleasures are that you get to wander with a very humane central figure, Guido Brunetti, Commissario Guido Brunetti. You get to wander around Venice with him. You will kind of encounter kind of local Venetian kind of figures, famous monuments. He'll stop into a bar and have a coffee. You will get to meet his very smart wife, Paola, who teaches Henry James, his children. So Guido Brunetti is the opposite of the melancholy celibate bachelor, or probably not celibate, but bachelor detective figure. You'll get to meet his colleagues. So these are recurrent figures across the whole series of these novels. So his colleagues like Vianello, the dependable, Claudia Grifoni, who's a very sharp female detective, the computer whiz hacker, Signora Elettra, who helps Guido sort out various technical things, which often lead to the solution of the crime. So another pleasure of these novels is that they move slowly. So you're not kind of rushed normally into the crime, the central crime. You slowly get immersed in a whole Venetian world out of which the crime will arise. They're slow burners. And sometimes, as in this one, different possible kind of plot lines are thrown up before the novel settles into the one it's actually going to pursue. And this is introduced quite casually with a possible sale of a palazzo, which Guido goes to investigate to find out if it's for sale. But then he gets caught up increasingly with the inhabitants of this palazzo and a Sri Lankan who lives in the grounds of the palazzo, who is going to be murdered. I don't want to give away too many plot spoilers, but it's the pace, it's the humanity of the writing, it's the fact that the crime is important, but it's really just part of a whole kind of texture of the novel. This is very different from an action-packed kind of page-turning kind of thriller version of the detective novel. This is the detective novel which takes you into a world and sees how it operates, how the different characters operate, and you become incredibly immersed in this world. And I think they're a remarkable achievement by Donna Leon. I can't think of anybody who's really managed to pull off must be nearly 30 novels. Perhaps it is 30 novels now.
Is she in any way a political writer, Harry? Is there, thematically, are there depths that you can find if you look for them?
Yeah, well, almost all of these novels engage at some level with a current topical Venetian issue. So on the edge of this one, is, for instance, kind of Italian immigrants. So one of the central characters is Sri Lankan. So there is a kind of political edge. It also deals with the Italian politics of the past, because what happens here is it's a bit like a Ross Macdonald thriller in this respect, in that it's got the crime in the present can't be solved without solving a cold case in the past.
Very good. You're satisfied, you're recommending for people to discover.
Oh, yes.
Can they begin here, by the way, if they've not read her?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You'll be drawn in and you'll want to go back and you'll want to read all the others.
Fabulous. Thank you. Harry Ricketts has reviewed So Shall You Reap. It's by Donna Leon. It's published by Penguin. $37, the price.